a professional map of the Cone Valley. You know that we live in Cone, Chester, don't you? And the River Cone here. Does anybody know where the River Cone rises? No, that's where it exits. Yes, that's the estuary at Brightlin Sea. So what's this up the top here, Phyllis?
Steeple Bumpstead,
that's right. That's where the River Cone actually rises. So that's where the mission that we are looking at is going to start, but it may even creep over the border, over the diocesan border, into a big town called... What is it at the top there? Haverhill. Have you visited Haverhill?
Yeah,
well, they may join in also, even though they're outside the Chelmsford Diocese, but we don't mind creeping over the borders at TFM. We go anywhere and everywhere. So as you can see, the River Cone comes right down. The next town is... The town's in the red dots. Halstead, yes. And the third town is... Colchester. And the final one is Brightlin Sea. All right, and then all the villages in between, going to about sort of 5 to 10 miles either side of the River Cone. That's the proposed mission area for 2014. And we're in the consultation process at the moment. And I'm visiting... churches together meetings, coming to parish meetings. I've even been in the rectory garden here at Markstay talking to the Colchester clergy, having a picnic in the rectory garden. What more could you ask for there? So it's in a consultation process, but let me tell you how this inspiration for doing this particular mission has come about. Up in this little village here, let me show you the map again. I don't think, has anybody ever visited Tilbury Juxtaclare? You have, you know it. Anyone else? Yes, you know it as well. It's only a little hamlet, isn't it? With a very small Anglican church there. That's right, yes. But there's a lady there who is named Rosie Watkins, and she's a member of the church at Tilbury Junction, and she's a prayer. And she's, since 2006, has been gathering together people from around the different villages in the Upper Cone region, and they have been praying for mission and revival along the valley since 2006. And what they do now on a quarterly basis, they gather in one another's churches, about 80, 90, 100 of them now that are gathering together to pray and praise God for revival and mission in the Cone Valley. Then they heard of Through Faith Missions, of Daniel Cousins. And so we got an invitation to go and talk with them about how we do evangelism. And they were so thrilled with the idea of walk evangelism, walking from place to place, because when you walk, you talk. When you ride, you hide. And when we did our first walk missions, our first walk mission was actually in 1991. And... 1991 was our first walk mission down the Pennine Way. Do you remember it, Phyllis? You were praying for that. We walked down the Pennine Way, and we were going to, you know, 10 miles either side of the Pennine Walk. 272 miles long, that one. This is only 70 miles long from Steeple Bumpstead to Brightlin Sea. So it's a small one in comparison. But that's how it began, the Pennine Walk mission. And There's a man named the Right Reverend Gavin Reed, who was the Bishop of Maidstone in those days, who was our friend and our sponsor, and he wrote a leaflet about the Pennine Way, and he said, "It reminds me of the way Jesus did it 2,000 years ago. Just going out, walking, meeting people everywhere, and sharing the good news." And you've only seen just a snippet of it on the Walk Cumbria DVD. If anybody wanted to buy a copy, I've got a couple with me that you could purchase from me today to see more fully of what is involved in that. But with this prayer behind the possibility of mission, it really is something rare to find whenever we've gone to do a walk mission anyway, to find that people have been praying all that time. And actually Rosie, with some friends, have cycled all the way down from Steeple Bumstead to Brightlingsea and prayed as they've cycled down. And we're still closely involved with this group that is called Alive at Five. And Alive at Five refers to Saturdays at 5 p.m., they meet for a couple of hours in these different churches on a quarterly basis to praise and pray, and we join with them. Ian has already had some contact with these people, and I'm very, very pleased to say that we have received a written invitation from Mark Stay in Oldham to bring a team here in the spring of 2014. And we are actually offering the first 2 weeks of May in 2014 for this mission. So it'll probably be that week one will be from Haverhill down to Halstead, then, yes, maybe down to Colchester. Yes, I think Halstead. And then week two is going to be from Halstead down to Brightlingsea. So week two will be our visit to Markstay and Oldham. All right? This is what's being planned. But as I say, at the moment, I'm still visiting church leaders of all denominations and say, talk to your congregations, talk to your PCCs. If you want me to come and do what I'm trying to do here this morning, then I'll make myself available with a few other people who are working with me to encourage them. And when we had this meeting in the garden with the Colchester clergy, there was a very friendly and enthusiastic response. And Ian Hilton, who is the area dean, has said to me, "Certainly we're going to be involved in this." So I do believe that the whole town of Colchester will get on board, and hopefully all the villages around Colchester will join in. And one proposal I put to the group of clergy is that to start the mission, how about on Good Friday, before the mission begins, doing an open-air passion play in Castle Park? And people said, yes. That would be great. So these are the plans that are in people's minds now for 2014. And the wonderful thing is it coincides with the centenary of the Chelmsford Diocese. You know, it's not a really an ancient diocese, it's Chelmsford. It's only 100 years old. And I don't know if any of you have met Bishop Stephen yet. A few of you met Bishop Stephen. He's great, isn't he? And he's very enthusiastic about this. And this is what a personal letter he's written to me about this this mission. "Dear Peter, thank you for your letter about the proposed Cone Valley mission. I have now started to speak publicly about my hope and intention that 2014, the centenary year of the diocese, will be a year of outreach to the local community, with a particular emphasis on evangelism. In which case, there is no reason at all that why you cannot mention this at meetings in preparation for the 2014 mission. Indeed, it would be very helpful if you could continue to keep me informed of developments, not least because it would be strategically useful for me to have some small part in the mission myself. So do let me know once the dates are finalized. In short, a Cone Valley mission led by Through Faith Missions would have my support. I would hope to have some sort of involvement myself, if you thought that appropriate. If I thought that appropriate, yes, please come. So what we've actually, he'll come and walk with us. But what we've also invited him to do, an Alive at Five meeting is going to happen next year in Halstead, and Bishop Stephen is coming to preach at that. And my intention is that this is going to be the occasion when everybody down the Cone Valley comes to hear Bishop Stephen really get this going in 2013. So I think we've got a wonderful bishop, and hope he's not made the Archbishop of Canterbury. That's too soon. Yeah. All right, now, how can you take part? What I've brought with me for each of you today, if I can find them. Yes, they're in here with Bishop Stephen's letter. I've brought a paper entitled How to Participate in the Walk Cone Valley Mission in 2014. Being a mission helper in your own parish. You can become a prayer coordinator or a member of the mission prayer group, or you can become an events coordinator or a member of the mission events group, or you could become a follow-up coordinator or a member of the follow-up group. Or you could become a hospitality coordinator or a member of the hospitality group. That's for starters, all right? We'll continue. You can use your home for Jesus, referring to this pamphlet that I've written, Using Your Home for Jesus. And it's an excellent way of reaching out. Now, there are some friends here in this congregation this morning who I used their home for Jesus when I was incumbent here in 1975 to 85. It was a wonderful time, wasn't it, Keith and Eileen? Using your home for Jesus. So it would be all of you participating in that. So please take a copy of that and a copy of the list of things that you can do. But you could also, as well as being a mission helper in your own parish, you could also become a mission team member at home or away. As you saw from the DVD, there's not only Daniel Cousins, John Hibbert, Roger Murphy, and me. We have teams of people who, in teams of 10, and Peter is one of the team members. On how many missions, Peter? Two, right? Well, I hope you'll do another one before this. And next year, we're doing Cornwall. So you could come train to a training weekend and come with us to Cornwall for a week in 2013, September, get experience, and then become a team member for the Cone Valley in 2014. And you could be a team member at home, or you could go to Steeple Bumstead or Brightlingsea, or somewhere else as a team member. That would be up to you. All right, so there are all kinds of ways that we can all be involved. It isn't something we come through Faith Missions and come to just do it for you. It's to do mission with you and help people to come into the kingdom of God and build up the church and fulfill what Jesus has told us to do. to make disciples, to preach the gospel, and do it in his way. As the Father sent me, so I send you. We try to do it in a Christ-like way, not a hard, aggressive way. Our training is always training to people to be gentle, non-aggressive, yet bold. And we hope to be like Jesus in that respect. So thank you for this opportunity, Ian. Please take, a copy of each. And there's some leaflets there about Through Faith Missions as well. And if you want a DVD, I've got two to sell this morning. So thank you very much.